For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to a special bonus episode of Hot Off the Wire. In this edition of our daily news program, we feature a selection of stories covering a variety of topics. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, those stories from the Associated Press.
Business leaders are looking at the potential fallout surrounding a bill passed in Congress that would ban TikTok in the U.S. unless it spun off from its Chinese parent company. Big brands could easily pivot away from TikTok and already are looking for alternatives in reaching younger viewers. That includes prioritizing influencers who have large followings on other social media networks. But industry analysts say it will be more difficult for smaller firms and solo entrepreneurs to find a new platform if TikTok goes away. When the House debated the ban earlier this month, California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock urged caution.
The answer to authoritarianism is not more authoritarianism. The answer to CCP-style propaganda is not CCP-style oppression.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hiring woes may be easing for small businesses. I'm Mae Anderson, and this is Small Business Monitor. The CBIZ Small Business Employment Index reported a seasonally adjusted increase of 0.17% in February as the U.S. economy stays strong despite high interest rates. Small businesses have a tougher time retaining workers since they often can't offer higher salaries or other perks like health insurance. The CBIZ Index tracks hiring among thousands of companies with 300 or fewer employees across the U.S. In February, 20% of companies in the index hired more staff, while 60% made no change to their headcounts. Meanwhile, 20% cut staff. Some industries are faring better than others. Administrative and support services, arts, entertainment and recreation, and technology and life sciences all reported increases. Decreases were observed in accommodation and food services, insurance, and utilities. On a regional basis, the West, Southeast, and Central regions saw slight increases in hiring, while the Northeast region experienced a slight decline. Mae Anderson, New York.
Americans are buying SUVs and trucks, but Kia is kicking the trend with its revamped compact car called the K4. Sales of small cars have been dropping, but Kia rolled out the K4 at the New York International Auto Show. It comes with 11 standard advanced driving features, including automatic emergency braking, lane keeping assist, and smart cruise control. There are two powertrain choices, the standard 2-liter 147 horsepower four-cylinder with a CVT, or a 1.6-liter turbocharged four with 190 horsepower and an 8-speed automatic transmission. So how much does all this cost? Well, we don't know yet. Pricing and fuel economy haven't been announced. The K4 is scheduled to hit showrooms in the second half of this year. I'm Rita Foley.
What's it like to survive a bridge collapse? Survivors of past bridge failures tell the Associated Press the events in Baltimore bring back harrowing memories.
According to a police officer, I bounced down a 50-foot slope.
Linda Paul was on the Interstate 35 West Bridge in Minneapolis in 2007 when the road fell out from beneath her minivan.
So I just stuck my arm out of what turned out to be the shattered windows of my van, and I started shouting.
Chunks of concrete fractured 5 vertebrae and crushed her left cheekbone. Paul changed up her life, testified for bridge safety, and got a degree in architecture. On the same bridge, actor Jesse Shelton.
It was kind of like jolty, and I felt like I was on some sort of amusement park ride.
Like other survivors, Shelton said she had hoped no one else would ever go through the same ordeal, especially if it turned out to have been preventable.
Miraculous that I made it, because I couldn't have navigated out of that situation because I was out cold.
I'm Jennifer King.
A number of schools in the path of totality for the April 8th solar eclipse are introducing special lesson plans that include science, literacy, and culture.
You are getting some glasses. classes?
At Riverside School in Cleveland, Ohio, teacher Nancy Morris came up with a mix of planetary models, crafts, and games to help teach her 7th graders about the upcoming eclipse, and then had them teach 2nd graders at the school. This is what Delano Lozana took away.
When the moon, goes around the Earth, so it becomes dark.
An official with the National Science Teaching Association calls it a teachable moment, with the actual event demonstrating better than a textbook the phases of the moon and eclipses. Some schools are planning field trips. In Portville, New York, 500 students will be bused to an old horse barn where they'll be able to trace the shadow of the eclipse. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Federal health officials are warning doctors about an increase in rare bacterial illnesses that can lead to meningitis and possible death. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the increase is from a type of invasive meningococcal disease, most of it due to a specific strain of bacteria. Last year, 422 cases of it were reported in the U.S., the most in a year since 2014, and new infections are on track to surpass 2023. The cases were disproportionately more common in adults ages 30 to 60, in Black people, and in people who have HIV. The infection can be treated with antibiotics, but quick treatment is essential. I'm Norman Hall.
Tuberculosis cases are on the rise in the U.S., and health officials say it could be linked in part to COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control says there were some 9,600 cases of tuberculosis last year, a 16% increase over the year before, and the highest level in a decade. Experts say there's also been a global surge in cases, with increases in migration and post-pandemic international travel. But other factors are being studied. They could include COVID and other infections that weaken the immune system and allow latent tuberculosis infections to emerge. TB is caused by bacteria that usually attack the lungs and is spread through the air when an infectious person coughs or sneezes. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Peter Higgs was fired last year after more than 1,800 items were discovered to be missing. Lawyers for the museum says Higgs abused his position of trust to steal ancient gems, gold jewelry, and other items. The 18th century museum in central London is one of Britain's biggest tourist attractions, visited by 6 million people a year. The museum's director resigned and apologized for failing to take seriously enough a warning from an art historian that artifacts from its collection were being sold on eBay. The judge has now ordered Higgs to list or return any items in his possession within 4 weeks and ordered Higgs to disclose his eBay and PayPal records. Higgs has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A fight to protect the image of Michelangelo's David has raised questions on freedom of speech. Michelangelo's David has been a towering figure in Italian culture since its completion in 1504. It stands proudly in Florence's Galleria dell'Accademia. Since her arrival in 2015, the museum's director, Cecilia Holberg, has fought to defend the statue's image against those aiming to profit from it through souvenirs that she says debases the work of art. Holberg tells the AP, I feel disappointed that there's so much ignorance in the use and so little respect for a work that has attracted people for centuries. Under her request, Florence's state attorney's office has launched a series of court cases invoking an Italian cultural heritage code that protects artistic treasures. The Accademia has won hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages since 2017, according to Holberg. Legal action has followed to protect masterpieces at other museums, including Botticelli's Birth of Venus. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new UN report estimates that 19% of the food produced around the world went to waste in 2022. That's a little more than 1 billion metric tons of food that could have been helped feed the hundreds of millions of hungry people. The biggest share of food waste, about 60%, came in households. Almost 30% came in food service operations, such as restaurants. The updated food waste index comes 3 years after the UN's first attempt to quantify the problem as part of trying to cut food waste in half by the year 2030. Besides leaving people hungry, food waste means needless greenhouse gas emissions and amounts to a misuse of the land and water required to raise crops and animals. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japan has long restricted arms exports under the country's pacifist constitution, but has rapidly taken steps to deregulate amid growing tensions in the region to help give Japan a technological edge against regional rivals China and Russia. Japan, which was previously working on a homegrown design called the FX, agreed in December 2022 to merge its efforts with a British-Italian program called the Tempest for deployment in 2035. The joint project, known as the Global Combat Air Program, or the GCAP, is based in the UK. The Cabinet also endorsed a revision to Japan's Arms Equipment and Technology Transfer Guidelines to allow co-produced lethal weapons to be sold to countries other than those partners. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden and Donald Trump have had starkly different calendars since clinching their respective party nominations nearly 2 weeks ago. The president's been barnstorming America.
I feel really good as I go around the country, not a joke.
That was in Reno, Nevada last week, one of five cities he visited on a multi-day Western swing. By contrast, Trump has had just one public campaign event since locking up the nomination, and that wasn't even for his own campaign.
I invite you to join our movement to save our country.
Other than that, Trump's barely been seen in public. The differing approaches reflect the issues facing each campaign. Trump's is seriously short on money, so aides say he's been attending fundraisers most days. For the president, the campaign tempo is a message in and of itself as he tries to fight concerns about his age. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For police, certain types of force are meant to be safer, less lethal than firearms.
If you do this again, we're going to pepper spray you.
But in a three-year investigation, a team of reporters led by the AP documented more than 1,000 deaths over a decade from 2012 through 2021 after police subdued people with such tactics, including physical holds, body blows, stun guns, and other weapons. And that number is certainly an undercount, with many police departments blocking access to information. Deadly encounters happened in nearly every state, and the deceased came from all walks of life, George Floyd among them. Medical officials didn't say police force contributed to every death, but in many cases, officers weren't taught or didn't follow widely acknowledged best safety practices for using less lethal force. Like Floyd in Minneapolis, Byron Williams in Las Vegas,
Drew, take some breaths.
Relax, man, relax.
And Drew Edwards in Iowa died after prone restraint, being held face down. It's a common tactic, but experts and trainers have spent years trying to eliminate potentially deadly errors in how prone restraint is used. The Department of Justice warned police in 1995 that someone could stop breathing if pinned on their stomach for too long or with too much weight. The toll from this and other use of force tactics meant to stop people without killing them disproportionately fell on Black Americans. Non-Hispanic Black people represented about 30% of those who died in the cases AP was able to look at, but only 12% of the U.S. population. Still, doctor and former Washington, D.C. medical examiner Roger Mitchell says,
really, this is an American issue, not just a Black person's issue or an African American's issue.
Another group feeling the brunt, those impaired by a medical, mental health, or drug emergency, who were particularly susceptible to force, even when lightly applied.
He was at a rest stop and kind of talking some gibberish and sitting on top of people's cars.
Tom Ware's son Taylor wouldn't get back in their SUV during a manic episode in 2019 caused by bipolar disorder at a highway rest stop in Indiana.
Wasn't being aggressive, wasn't being physical or anything. He was going through one of his episodes.
His mother called 911, and an unpaid reserve marshal responded with his police dog. After shaking the officer's hand, Ware sat in the grass, legs folded, before trying to walk to the parking lot.
Taylor, don't!
What exactly followed remains in some dispute, but it set off a cascade of force, ending with Ware in a coma. He died 3 days later. Police said Ware had a medical event and the prosecutor declined charges, brushing past details such as multiple dog bites, multiple stun gun shocks, prone restraint, and an injection of the sedative ketamine. Again, pathologist and former D.C. medical examiner Roger Mitchell.
Anytime anyone dies before their day in court, or dies in an environment where the federal government or the local government's job it is to take care of you, right, which is our criminal legal system. Any death in that environment needs visibility. It needs transparency. It cannot be in the dark of night.
I'm Ben Thomas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.